across the 35 and pushed back by the Braves. That time, that was a good pursuit because that was a bouncing ball without much hang time.
Yeah, they got that down.
So
we're at the 34.
He hasn't put the ball down yet. 33-yard line for the Marquette Redmen. As they go right to left across your radio here, they are in white uniforms with red trim. Braves in the dark uniforms tonight as he'll throw it over the right side incomplete. Intended for Kyler Singer. You know, your coach just said about them being young, and you look at their roster, Gavin, and they are.
Yeah, they are. There's a good amount of, you know, juniors, and there's even a sophomore on there.
Yeah, Ford Richardson, and there's two of them, actually. Grant Simon, a couple of them.
Yeah.
So Marquette comes out with two receivers near side, motion man to the near side. From the gun, the handoff goes up the middle and to the outside about 7 yards. That is Tucker Welch, number four, with the run there. And again, the Braves pursued well, at least. He got that initial push through the line, but he was able to...
But they stayed with him when he got near the back.
So third and four for the Marquette Redmen on the 39, and the ball's on the right hash mark as they go right to left across your radio.
Going for a pass on the right side.
And that one is incomplete, right side in front of the Marquette bench. Right through the hands of the intended receiver.
Eli Bertheum had that ball on lock. Wasn't going to let that pass go through.
Well, three and out.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what Coach Ness talked about in the pregame show, is getting off to a good start. The defense set the tone. Now the Redmen in punt formation. Sun's coming out here, Gav. All right, we have Al Warden and Vidado back deep to receive. Low snap, picked up, line drive kick, right side. It'll be
it's gonna go
out of bounds, yeah. So the Braves, that punt only goes 24 yards, Gavin.
Yeah, it looks like it's at the 42.
42-yard line, yeah. So the punt went 19 yards.
Yeah.
We'll take a 19-yard punt. So the Braves get good field position here at the 42-yard line to start things off. Nate Young, the quarterback, he comes out with three receivers to the near side as the sun comes out here at the Marble Athletic Field. Got Terry behind him in the backfield. The give is to Salas. Tries the right side, the left side rather, and doesn't get far, but was able to keep his feet going, and he did get up to about the 46, a gain of four.
Yep.
How does Terry run? He's obviously not Cole.
Yeah, he's fast, and when he gets going, he doesn't stop for anything.
They marked him back at the 45, so give Salas 3 yards. It'll be second down and seven for the Braves at the 45 as they go left to right here. Ball's on the left hash mark at the Marble Athletic Field. A fairly decent crowd here, considering school is not yet in session here in Gladstone.
And a receiver on each side.
All right, from the shotgun, Nate Young. He drops straight back to throw. Lofts it out left side. He's got his man across the 50-yard line.
For a first down.
Elliot Vidado, who had a lot of injury problems last year.
He's backing better than ever this year.
Yep. So a first down for Gladstone at the 47 of Marquette. That's a gain of 8. And the Braves into Redmen territory for the first time. The ball will be on the left hash mark again. Marquette's bench is on that far side of the field, right next to the bleachers here. Three receivers to the near side. From the gun, Nate Young. Terry Austin Salas behind him in the backfield. Waits for the snap now. It's a low one. Gives it to Salas.
Went up the middle. We got stopped.
Yeah, he didn't get anything. Maybe the low snap threw that off a little bit.
Yep.
Marquette clogged the middle. He got a boy, a big boy down.
I think he's okay.
Yeah. You know, you might see that a lot tonight with the... It's humid.
Yeah, it happens. I mean, especially with a bunch of big guys on the line, yeah, it's bound to happen.
You probably see some cramping tonight, eh?
Yeah.
Yeah. Second down and 10 for the Braves at the Marquette 47. Ball again on the left hash mark as...
receiver on his side.
Young calls out the signal, tosses it near side, and Terry sidesteps one guy, gets back to the line of scrimmage, pushes his way down to about the 45 of Marquette, a gain of two. It'll be third and long. There just wasn't anything on that side of the field.
Yeah, he couldn't get by much, but he still managed to get two on there.
Third down and eight at the Marquette 45, just shy of the 45. Marquette, you look at their lineup, they've got a lot of kids that played a lot of minutes last year. Marquette went three and out. Now the Braves.
Got split receivers again, one on each side.
Full house backfield as Young waits. He fakes. He's back to throw. Wings it out left side. He's got his man across the 35-yard line. Slips a tackle. Veneto still going down the sidelines. Out of bounds. But it's a first down, Braves. Down to the 30-yard line of the Redmen.
Good run by Veneto.
He sidestepped a guy, and that guy is missing some equipment right now, I'll tell you. And the Braves now go to a hurry-up.
Yeah, Veneto, he gets moving.
So Nate Young... down inside the 30-yard line of Marquette. He's back to throw. Here comes the rush. Over the middle. It is caught. Oh, they're going to say incomplete. It was a low pass. Tried to get Casey Alwarden down at the 14-yard line. It's incomplete.
Yeah, that was close. You couldn't really tell on that one.
No, not from where we are at. So the ball is at the 26-yard line. That was a 19-yard pass play on the previous play. We didn't get a chance to tell you much about it because the Braves went to the no huddle. So Nate brings his team to the line now. It is second down and 10 at the Marquette 26-yard line. No score in the game. The ball on the left hash mark once again as he is back to throw Nate Young.
Look,
over the middle. It is up in the air, and it's picked off.
Yep, intercepted.
Yep, picked off down at the 5-yard line. He threw into coverage.
To Kyler Sager, and he caught that one.
Sager, the junior, with the pick down at the 5, and that's something the Braves cannot afford as turnovers. Last year, that killed us against the Negaunee Miners.
It did. You're going to clean that up.
So first down for Marquette on their own 5-yard line. As Kyler Sager, that was a good pick for him.
Side, the motion in the back.
So Marquette going right to left with their second possession. Welch had nowhere to go. He has flattened.
Yeah, no movement there.
Boy, the Braves were all over him there. Josh Racine, a big boy in there with the tackle.
Yeah, he got right up in the middle and just stopped him in his tracks. He couldn't really move much there.
A loss on the play. Back to the 3-yard line. So Marquette is backed up. They did get the interception, but they're on their own 3. 2-yard loss on that one. Second down, 12 yards to go for the Redmen. They're on their own 3-yard line.
You got receivers on each side.
And here's the head to Welch. Near side, he has nowhere to go. He is tackled right at the line of scrimmage again.
Eli Burstein with the tackle.
Eli, who also had a lot of injury problems last year.
Yeah, he did. He dealt with a lot of stuff, but he managed to just push through it when he could.
They are back on their own 1-yard line here, Gav. Let's see if we can get a safety.
Yeah.
Well, they're about the 2, actually. Pardon me.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, probably the 2.
It is third down and about 13 yards to go for Marquette. The ball is on their own, on the near hash mark now. 7-yard loss on the last two
plays.
It's going
to be run up the middle. And
nothing. Welch again, right up the middle.
Yeah,
and our cousin Vinny.
Yeah, Vinny just put him in his tracks. Just grabbed him like a bear.
Fourth down for Marquette. They're on their own 4-yard line.
Looks like they're going to get in a punt formation.
So the defense has come out for Gladstone with 2.
Yeah, those linemen are really getting up in there really soon. They don't have that much time to move.
Veneto standing back at the Marquette 41, the deep man. Here's the snap. They'll set up a return.
It's a good punt.
Yep. It bounces, and it's going to die there. We're not going to be able to return it. And the ball is at about the 37-yard line.
About a 35-yard punt.
Yeah, it's been, his first punt was 19 yards.
Yeah, so he improved a little bit there.
We could have used the 19-yard punt here, but we'll take the field position. The defense steps up after the interception.
We're still on Redmond territory, so that's a plus.
Yep. The ball at the 34-yard line of the... Oh, Marquette has called for an illegal shift. Are we going to make him kick it again or what? I think we are. I think we're going to make him kick it again from the back line of the end zone here, Gav.
Back from, what was it, the two?
Well, yeah, the penalty is only going to be 1 yard, but you don't know. With a wet ball, you might get a bad snap. You might get blocked kick in the end zone.
Let's see how this one plays out.
So Marquette backed up on the one. Marquette, I don't think Gladstone's going to come after the kick. Line drive kick.
Oh,
Al Warden with the catch. Up the near side. Al Warden inside the 30-yard line. Oh, the horse collar at the end or a face mask at the end.
Yeah, that looked like a horse collar.
Yeah, they got it. Casey returned it to the 20-yard line. And so Marquette, and they're going to tack on another half the distance to the goal here. And the Braves are going to be inside the 15-yard line here, Gavin.
Yeah. That's...
Boy, Casey Elwarden, that was...
He snuck right through that entire group of guys.
Yeah, he did.
He was able to get right up as far as he could.
So the personal foul face mask against Marquette, but they also had a personal foul against Gladstone.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what that...
I didn't see the one on Gladstone.
Me either. So those will offset, and the Braves will have the ball at the Marquette...
Looks like about the...
12? Oh, no, they're going to make them re-kick it. Marquette
re-kick.
It's going to re-kick again because of offsetting penalties. Marquette then chooses to re... Well, no, there's no choice here.
Yeah,
you have
it just
to...
cancels out completely, so yeah. We just have to re-go again.
So the third time...
See what we can get for the third punt.
Yeah, he's getting his punting drill in. Standing back on the back line. Good snap. Kick straight up in the air. It's going to bounce right side. A great Marquette bounce to the 39-yard line.
And it'll go out of bounds there.
So that's kind of where we were to begin with before the first punt.
Yeah, we were at the, 37, I believe. So we're about the same area.
7:36 to play in the first quarter. There is no score. Escanaba and Calumet playing tonight in Escanaba. We'll keep you up to date on that one. The Negaunee Miners pulled one out against Ishpeming last night. They were down at halftime. Had to come back to win 32-16. All right, so the Braves trying to shake off that interception.
Double receivers on each side.
Yep, they spread it out from the 39 of the Redmond. Ball's on the left hash mark. Nate, long snap count. He'll run near side himself. Cuts up the middle of the field, 35-yard line. Spins to the 33, a gain of about 5, maybe 6 yards for Nate Young.
That was a good run.
He sees the field so well, Gavin.
He does. He knows what to do and what times. He's a very smart quarterback.
Well, he's in his third year. Remember when Cam Kelly got hurt in Escanaba Nate's sophomore year.
Yeah, I was a junior at the time. That was a scary time.
Yeah, it was. But Cam ended up being okay. He's playing baseball down in Kalamazoo. And Nate got that extra experience. It's paying dividends. Solis behind him in the backfield. Soderman next to him as well. On second down, the give is up the left side across the 30. Ball rushing his way forward is Isaac Ketchum. I think I said Soderman. I meant Isaac Ketchum. He's close to a first down. He may be a little bit shy at the 30. Are they going to measure? That's a first down.
First down.
Yeah, I thought he was past the sticks by almost a full yard.
It looked pretty solid there.
So they're at the Marquette 28 as the Braves get their third first down of the game. Remember, the first drive ended on an interception by Sager. The ball is on the near hash mark this time. Young brings his team up. He is in the shotgun. He's got Ketchum behind him in the backfield. Solace as well.
Receivers lined up. He's going to give you a pass to Terry.
And here he is up the middle, bull rushing his way across the 25, down to the 20-yard line for Austin Solace.
Stop by number 72 from Marquette. It's going to be Sam Hollenberg. He's a sophomore.
A big sophomore.
Yeah, that's a big guy out there.
Where are they going to put Terry down at the 20?
Looks like, yeah, about the 20.
20-yard line. So a gain of seven. He just kept his feet going and pushed his way through. He's a strong kid.
He really is. I'll tell you that. For a small guy, he's strong.
All right. Young in the shotgun again. Second down and short from the Marquette 21-yard line. No score in the game. Middle of the first quarter. Low snap. Young slips one guy and gets drilled. And guess who?
Number 74. That's going to be Dayson Smith, that big senior.
Yep. He got by one guy, but there was absolutely nowhere for Nate Young to go.
Yeah, that was a big hit to Nate.
A loss of four back to the 25. And we've talked about Smith in the pregame show. He's going to CMU, and that showed why right there.
Oh, yeah. Gotta watch out for him. Can't leave him.
So third and seven at the Marquette 25. No score. He's got four receivers, two on each side of the field. As Young, with no blockers back there, he is back to throw. Goes over the middle. He has got his man, Casey Elwarden. He is inside the five, into the end zone. Touchdown! Touchdown, Braves! Casey Elwarden!
With a nice run. That was a really good run by him. And his blockers just kept him safe the whole way.
25 big ones. And a perfect spiral right over the middle of the field on the crossing pattern from Nate Young to Casey Elwarden.
That was a really, really well-planned pass right there.
Well, especially after he just got put on his tush by Dayson Smith.
He wanted to get that pass out, and he wanted the touchdown bad.
We're going
to
kick extra points this year. Let's see how this goes for Trevor Thorbot. Out of the hold of Elliot Vitido. Fake.
Oh, it's going to be a fake.
Back of the end zone. Up in the air. Catch him. Back of the end zone, it is caught by Caden Gibbs. 8-0, Gladstone.
There it is. That was a really nice fake right there.
Caden Gibbs, no club on his hand this year.
No club. Make him even faster. He doesn't need to be any faster, but he is.
The Braves go 39 yards in five plays after the defense came up with its second straight, three and out. After that interception for the Marquette Redmen. So, a good start for the Braves that Craig talked about. 4:56 left here in the first. And Brett Seeger will put the ball down at the 40 and kick it off left to right.